Task 3. In this section, you're going to hear a radio program about Jack Ma, who is the chairman of Alibaba, a Chinese e-commerce company. Your task is to write the letter of the correct answer into the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Hello everybody. You're listening to 108.7 Radio Bridge. In focus today is Jack Ma, the man who went from English teacher to billionaire. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, he has a higher net worth than Google chairman Eric Schmidt and media mogul Robert Murdoch. But you may not have ever heard of him. He is the chairman of Alibaba, the Chinese e-commerce company he co-founded. Bloomberg News tells us that when Alibaba offers shares in the US, it could make Jack Ma one of the top 20 richest people in the world. Here in the studio, we have Laura Marcinek, who is a business reporter. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
First, just tell us how much Jack Ma's company is worth and why his net worth has tripled just this year.
Sure. His company is worth $8.5 billion. And what he has done with Alibaba is that he got into an untapped market in China for e-commerce. You know, where people are buying and selling things. So he has sort of built the Amazon of China. The difference between him and Facebook chairman Mark Zuckerberg is that there is a real business model behind Alibaba.
Tell me a little bit more about Jack Ma. How did he start Alibaba, the largest e-commerce company in the country and, by some measures, in the world?
It's a funny story. At an early age, Jack Ma developed a desire to learn English. So he rode his bike each morning to go to a nearby hotel and talk with foreigners. He would guide them around the city for free in order to practice and improve his English. Although he failed the university entrance exam 3 times, he became an English major and graduated in 1988. He went on to teach at a local college. He had no background in computing and was introduced to the power of the internet in 1995. When he first used it to search beer, he didn't find any Chinese results. Maybe this experience made him start his own internet company. In the meantime, he moonlighted as a street peddler, selling flowers, books, and flashlights to make ends meet. In 1999, Jack Ma created another company with $60,000 in cash gathered from 80 people and left teaching. After a failed attempt at a business index site called China Pages, he started Alibaba, an online marketplace in China where now 8 million merchants sell goods.
What is his life and lifestyle like?
He sings Chinese pop songs and Lion King favorites at soccer stadiums in front of crowds of thousands, and he's very passionate about Tai Chi. He nicknamed himself after a favorite book character of his, who is a kung fu guru who teaches an apprentice to become a hero. In 2007, he purchased a 5-bedroom, 658-square-meter penthouse in Hong Kong for $38.7 million.
And his leadership style?
When it comes to his leadership style, Jack Ma holds a mass wedding annually for Alibaba employees, and he offers them interest-free loans to buy first homes. He says he explicitly manages in a way that puts customers first, employees second, and shareholders last.
And the mass wedding is among couples and not a marriage to the company, right?
Yes, of course.
Thanks very much, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Hello everybody. You're listening to 108.7 Radio Bridge. In focus today is Jack Ma, The man who went from English teacher to billionaire. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, he has a higher net worth than Google chairman Eric Schmidt and media mogul Robert Murdoch, but you may not have ever heard of him. He is the chairman of Alibaba, the Chinese e-commerce company he co-founded. Bloomberg News tells us that when Alibaba offers shares in the US, it could make Jack Ma one of the top 20 richest people in the world. Here in the studio, we have Laura Marcinek, who is a business reporter. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
First, just tell us how much Jack Ma's company is worth and why his net worth has tripled just this year.
Sure. His company is worth $8.5 billion. And what he has done with Alibaba is that he got into an untapped market in China for e-commerce. You know, where people are buying and selling things. So he has sort of built the Amazon of China. The difference between him and Facebook chairman Mark Zuckerberg is that there is a real business model behind Alibaba.
Tell me a little bit more about Jack Ma. How did he start Alibaba, the largest e-commerce company in the country and, by some measures, in the world?
It's a funny story. At an early age, Jack Ma developed a desire to learn English, so he rode his bike each morning to go to a nearby hotel and talk with foreigners. He would guide them around the city for free in order to practice and improve his English. Although he failed the university entrance exam 3 times, he became an English major and graduated in 1988. He went on to teach at a local college. He had no background in computing and was introduced to the power of the internet in 1995. When he first used it to search beer, he didn't find any Chinese results. Maybe this experience made him start his own internet company. In the meantime, he moonlighted as a street peddler, selling flowers, books, and flashlights to make ends meet. In 1999, Jack Ma created another company with $60,000 in cash gathered from 80 people and left teaching. After a failed attempt at a business index site called China Pages, he started Alibaba, an online marketplace in China where now 8 million merchants sell goods.
What is his life and lifestyle like?
He sings Chinese pop songs and Lion King favorites at soccer stadiums in front of crowds of thousands. And he's very passionate about Tai Chi. He nicknamed himself after a favorite book character of his, who is a kung fu guru who teaches an apprentice to become a hero. In 2007, he purchased a 5-bedroom, 658-square-meter penthouse in Hong Kong for $38.7 million.
And his leadership style?
When it comes to his leadership style, Jack Ma holds a mass wedding annually for Alibaba employees, and he offers them interest-free loans to buy first homes. He says he explicitly manages in a way that puts customers first, employees second, and shareholders last.
And the mass wedding is among couples and not a marriage to the company, right?
Yes, of course.
Thanks very much, Laura.
Thanks for having me.